Hoskabinney on Judiciary come to order. Today is February 15th. I got the wrong dates again. Showing a day late or day behind. Okay, posted. Never mind. We're going to go out of order a little bit today. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 4116.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. This is House Bill 4116 and was brought to you by Representative Noble. House Bill 4116 deals with a distracted driving statute passed in 2017. It adds business band radio service to exceptions and affirmative defenses applicable to two-way radio devices. It also adds exceptions to this offense for the use of a mobile electronic device while operating a wide load type vehicle, a vehicle transporting livestock, a slow moving vehicle, or a pilot vehicle for safety reasons. It also prohibits enhanced classification of these offenses for prior convictions that occur before July 1st, 2018. There is a dash 3 amendment for your consideration. The dash 3 amendment adds an emergency clause and defines livestock. There is no revenue impact on the dash 3, and there is a minimal fiscal impact on the dash 3.
Right. Mr. Chair, I move the dash 3 amendments dated February 12th into House Bill 4116.
Representative Williamson moves to adopt the dash 3 amendments dated February 12th, 2018. Is there any discussion?
I haven't spent a lot of time on a farm, but why does a truck with livestock fall into the category of these other? You're a co-sponsor. I thought you would know.
Thank you, Representative Greenlick, Chair Barker, members of the committee. My understanding from the testimony that we received on that, if I recall correctly, was that there was some testimony that when people are transporting livestock with the movement of the livestock, it can upset the stability of the vehicle.
Right. I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't, just real quick here, I don't know if you've ever had to do a livestock transportation certificate check.
No.
You
remember my guess is no.
You want to be really careful as you walk up alongside the flatbeds of cows are and everything.
I've had it move with a beagle in the back seat.
I'll trade you.
Oh, yeah. A beagle doesn't have the discharge of a heifer. I can tell you that. I don't want those trucks. Okay.
All right.
Enough discussion. Are there any objections?
Okay.
Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Barker, I move House Bill 4116 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 4116 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Again, is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so order. Your bill.
No, Noble's.
Well, I have Representative Noble be the carrier on that.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Next, open a work session on House Bill 4049.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. This is House Bill 4149 and was brought to you by Vice Chair Williamson. House Bill 4149 prohibits prosecuting attorneys from conditioning a plea offer or a release agreement on several different things, such as waiver of the right for work release. You have the dash 6 amendment for your consideration. The dash 6 amendment prohibits prosecuting attorneys from conditioning a plea offer on waiver of the prosecutor's obligation to disclose exculpatory evidence or the right of the defendant to obtain grand jury proceeding recordings. It also prohibits the prosecuting attorney from conditioning a plea offer on a stipulation that an existing law is unconstitutional. It specifies that these prohibited provisions in plea agreements are void and unenforceable. Finally, it prohibits a court from conditioning defendant's release on defendant's waiver of appearance at trial. The dash 6 has an indeterminate fiscal impact, and there is no revenue impact with the dash 6.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can I make a comment?
Yes, you can, please.
Or I guess I should move the dash 6 amendments. I'll move them first.
Okay.
Chair Barker, I move to adopt the dash 6 amendments.
Representative Williamson moves to adopt the dash 6 amendments that were dated February 14th, 2018. Any discussion, Representative Williams?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I want to thank the members of the committee who worked with me on limiting this bill to the testimony that we heard about actual what I consider abuses happening right now that, for example, having a defendant have to agree that a bill is unconstitutional and that they'll be sentenced under a previous version of the law. And so that's what the Dash 6 does. It narrows it way down. But my hope is that you, Mr. Chair, under the Judiciary Committee, will help run a work group process to bring folks to the table to talk, to have the larger conversation about plea discussions and agreements that we started with the hearing.
It is my understanding that you're kind of working with the DA's Association, too, on this to get to where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I have not heard from them on objections on this as it stands.
Yeah. And I want to just take the time to thank you for narrowing that way down. It was it was late in the session. It was a very comprehensive bill, but it was going to have trouble getting that through. So I appreciate you narrowing it down to something we can move this session. Thank you.
Hey, no problem.
Notwithstanding your comments, I just want to put on the record, I prefer the broader one, and I hope I can be involved in the work to move it further.
Okay. No further discussion. Are there any objections? The Dash 6s are in.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4149 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 4149 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Mile.
Yeah, I'm gonna support this, but I am still concerned. I'm glad we're gonna do a work group. I'm glad that we're gonna continue to have discussion on this, but the ability for the prosecution to plea and manage the caseload that we have is critical in Oregon, and I want to make sure that we're on the record. I'm on the record as wanting to be very careful about how we proceed in this.
Thank you, Representative Bile. Are there any objections? Bill carries. Representative Williamson, would you be glad?
Thank you.
Carry that for us. Okay. Opening work session on House Bill 4056.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. This is House Bill 4056 and was brought to you by Vice Chair Olson. House Bill 4056 designates 10% of forfeiture proceeds for scholarship program for family members of public safety officers. It also modifies the eligibility requirements for this scholarship and specifies the length and amount of the scholarship. It also allows disbursement of certain forfeiture proceeds for support of all specialty courts. The introduced version of the bill specifies that it is operative on or after January 1st, 2019 and declares an emergency. You also have the Dash 2 and Dash 6 amendment. The Dash 2 amendment modifies some of the eligibility requirements for the scholarship to include only children of a qualifying public safety officer and defines child and specifies that the maximum length of the scholarship is 4 academic years. The Dash 6 changes the operative date to July 1st, 2018. The Dash 2 has no revenue impact and an indeterminate fiscal impact. The Dash 6 has an indeterminate revenue and an indeterminate fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, can I ask a question of counsel? One of the things that we talked about after the hearing was ensuring that we could capture the needs of some of the folks who testified. And that we wanted to make sure the dates were aligned. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we actually, this solved that problem that we had
talked about. Dash 2s and Dash 6s catch that.
Okay,
so, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 4056.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 4056. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 6 amendments into House Bill 4056.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 6 amendments into House Bill 4056. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair, I move House Bill 4056 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 4056 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Again, any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
I'll take it.
Okay, Representative Olson will be the carrier. Thank you.
I do want to thank Whitney, though, Mr. Chair, because she really helped out a lot on some of this, so thank you.
If we didn't have adequate staff, short sessions would be very long.
Okay.
Eagerly awaiting the high school on 4009, so why don't we come back to that?
You're going to wait on this one, right? No, 4049, okay.
Well, good.
4049. Oh, I crossed out the wrong thing. Open a work session on House Bill 4049.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, House Bill 4049 is your Safe Kit and Safe Kit Tracking System bill. You have three amendments before you today. You have the dash fours, the dash fives, and the dash sixes. The dash fours make a couple of clarifying changes and exempt information that's in the tracking system from public record statutes, and they direct the required report from this smaller committee to go to the Task Force on Sexual Assault, the testing of sexual assault forensic evidence kits, rather than to the legislative committees.
Yes.
The dash five incorporate those changes and then update the task force on the testing of sexual assault forensic evidence kits so that it stays in existence until July 31st, 2020. The dash six are some clarifying changes that say the system must allow access by parent or guardian of a minor sexual assault victim, and that the information available to the victim includes the status of analysis of the kit and includes prosecutors and private laboratories who are testing these kits as entities that are authorized to access the tracking system. All of these have a fiscal light on them because this measure is going to the Ways and Means Committee.
All right, Mr.
I don't see the dash six. I haven't seen it. It's not online right now.
Well, we might be waiting on that one, guys. Let me see if I can find that.
This is the first I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have it either.
Showing right now is 4, 5, and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my apologies. We'll see if we can't get that posted, and we may need to come back in an hour or vote to suspend the rules, but let me get it up right now. Yeah, it's not there.
I move we suspend the rules. Hold on.
We have to get that first.
It.
Committee stand at ease. Committee's back in session.
Mr. Chair, I move we suspend the rules on House Bill 4049.
Representative Williamson moves we suspend House rules on 4049 so we can consider the amendments. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Barker, I move to adopt the dash four amendments into House Bill 4049.
Representative Williamson moves to adopt the dash four amendments into House Bill 4049. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash five amendments into House Bill 4049.
Representative Williamson moves the dash five amendments into House Bill 4049. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash six amendments into House Bill 4049.
Representative Williams, excuse me, moves the dash to adopt the dash six amendments into 4049. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4049 as amended to the floor with a pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Williams, Williamson moves House Bill 4049 as amended to the floor with a pass recommendation with a prior reference to Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
I'm just
Representative Gorsuch is excused. Thank you.
I'm going to go to this guy.
Thank you.
Open a work session on House Bill 4097.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, House Bill 4097 is the court facilitation program bill that we heard earlier in the week. You have several amendments available on OLIS, and I'm very hopeful that the dash sixes are there.
Yes, I saw them.
All right. So, if we may, I'd like to have Mr. Lemon come up and talk about the dash six amendments and what they do in the process to get to the dash six amendments if he's here.
Mr. Chair, members, Phil Lemon from the Oregon Judicial Department. After your last meeting, you had three different sets of amendments that had different points of view. I worked with the Oregon Library Association after the hearing, and we have agreed on amendments, and I believe Lane County is also in support of the amendments. What the dash sixes do is provide specific statutory authority for Multnomah County to implement its legal resource center plan. And you heard from both the county and Judge Waller and Judge McKnight on what that would consist of. The facilitation services in Multnomah County in that legal resource center would be included in the definition of law library services. In other counties, they would have the authority to develop facilitation programs beyond family law programs. They would jointly plan those programs with stakeholders that were listed in the bill, and the court can also approve those facilitation services to happen in non-court locations. The last thing I'd like to add is that we understand the concerns about the current Multnomah Law Library collection. You heard the Chief Justice offer to help find homes for that. Judge Waller has offered to help find homes for that. That includes the State of Oregon Law Library, but I've been informed that does not include Judge Waller's basement. So I'd be glad to take questions.
Any questions?
Just want to express my gratitude to all the parties for working on this and trying to work together to come to a good solution, I think. Thank you.
Maybe Lewis and Clark Law School could use a few books in their library, too. Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Chair Barker, I move the dash six amendments into House Bill 4097.
Representative Williamson moves the dash six.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to let me talk, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Stephen Cofori. I represent the Multnomah County Law Library. We're in support of the Dash 6 amendments because the Dash 6 amendments include our suggestion about changing the words in line 19 from consult to jointly plan. The problem so far has been that it's been a one-way discussion and not a planning discussion. What we envision in this jointly planning is a negotiation in the second year of the biennium, which starts after this year is over. So that $900,000 that comes to Multnomah County would be divided, and we were thinking it should be divided for the first year in half and half, half for the law library and half for the new center, and that this would allow both things we'd like to have happen. This would allow them the certainty to know that they can begin the planning for the new building. I was driving by there today, and it's a long ways away from needing to know where the wiring is going to go, but they do need to know for sure that they're going to get that money so that they can do the planning for the physical facility. It also would give time for the law library to negotiate on with the county judge on what services are going to be done by which organization. I was just talking to one of my friends last night who's been a land use lawyer for 40 years in the state. And when I told him they were thinking about doing away with the law library, he said, that's crazy. He said, we use most of our stuff now online, but there's also a lot of things there that are absolutely necessary. That's not going to be a thing that can happen overnight, to divide the different functions. There's overlapping services, and there are services that are not overlapping. So dividing that money in half the second year of the biennium would allow that to occur. We envision then, Mr. Chair, the next biennium, which will start with the next session, the regular session, that we divide that half again, so that we'd be taking a quarter of that $900,000. And we think that that will be sufficient for us to go on to the future, because we will be transferring many of the functions that are electronic over to the new facilitation center.
Thank you.
And if you would read, Mr. Chair, I would like to have that expressed with the committee, so that right. The legislative intent of what we hope will happen is made clear.
Okay. On line 19 of the bill, where the words, quote, consult, end quote, is replaced with the words, quote, jointly plan, the legislature directs both the presiding judge and the law library to negotiate in good faith the division of revenues for the second year of the present biennium and presently goes to the law library based on a division and coordination of services rendered. Expect you to negotiate it, and negotiations do what negotiations do.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay, thank you.
Now, can I go?
Please.
Right. Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -6 amendments into House Bill 4097.
Representative Williamson moves to adopt the -6 amendments into House Bill 4097. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4097 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation, and that the subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 4097 to the floor as amended, and that the prior movement to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Vial.
I'll carry that.
Okay. Representative Vial be carrying. Again, I want to repeat what Representative Vial said. Thank you, everybody that worked on that to get it done. It was, I didn't know if we were going to be able to get it done for a day or two.
Yeah, no paperwork.
Open a work session on House Bill 4150.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, House Bill 4150 is the measure dealing with student sexual harassment complaints. You have before you the -3 amendments. And again, you might double check that they're online. The -3 amendments specify that the school district policy will include disclosure to students, parents, and staff members as appropriate whether violation of the policy was found, and to the extent allowable under state and federal confidentiality laws. It extends protections in school district policies to persons on or immediately adjacent to school properties, at school-sponsored events, utilizing school transportation, or at a school bus stop. It requires a written notice with these sections detailing the rights of students or staff members who filed the complaint, information on legal and disciplinary options, and information on how to access extra services and privacy rights. It specifies that the language must be plain language and easy to understand, and removes provisions in the underlying measure dealing with remedial actions and sanctions imposed, as well as the civil enforcement action. This came back with a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Mr. Chair. Representative Post.
Now, Mr. Chair, thank you. I want to read a little bit of a statement that came, because this was in my school district, this incident that we heard about. Of course, not every incident that this would cover, but it happened in my school district, and that day when we heard all that testimony, I mean, that was horrendous, right? And so I made a call that night to the school superintendent, she came by my office, and we had quite a discussion, and this is what I was sent the next morning, and I want it to be read into the record. This is what the Salem-Keizer School District can share publicly around the incident that occurred at Sprague 2 years ago. It boils down to this. An incident occurred between members of the Sprague boys basketball team while on a trip out of state in December of 2015. The parents of the victim reported it in December of 2016, 1 year later. The father is a pharmacist, which means he is and was a mandatory reporter. The district took immediate action and investigated fully. Police were notified. No charges were filed. There was no forensic evidence. Students were disciplined accordingly, but the extent of which is not public record. We continue to work with the family of the victim to address their ongoing concerns. We didn't hear both sides of the story in that case, and I believe that's because we have a good law in place to protect our kids and schools now, federal and state laws. I don't believe it's the legislature's place to step into a parent versus parent situation, which is what we'd be doing here. But
I want to thank Representative Salinas for introducing the Dash 3 amendment, where the key portion is as to whether a violation of the policy was found to have occurred to the extent allowable under state and federal student confidentiality laws.
Okay, thank you. And I would just state that part of the problem with that whole case was that the alleged crime occurred in San Diego, mm-hmm. which would make it very difficult. And of course, the forensic evidence would probably still be down there if there was any. And that really makes it difficult for the police to investigate anything when you have different jurisdictions, especially when they're out of state. Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendments into House Bill 4150.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 3 amendments into House Bill 4150. Is there any further discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4150 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 4150 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. We'll have Representative Salinas carry the bill.
Okay. One more.
We got it? Does it show up yet?
Okay, yes, good. It did.
All right. Open a work session on House Bill 4009.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, House Bill 4009 deals with children in protective custody and reinstatement of termination of parental rights in certain circumstances. We have before you today the Dash 3 amendments, which replace the measure and take out the portion of the measure that deals with the removal of children and putting them in protective custody. As was mentioned at the last hearing, we'll be having a work group on this during the interim. The Dash 3s deal mainly with the process for reinstatement of parental rights. As Representative Stark pointed out to me earlier today, that the emergency clause on the Dash 3 is still remaining. So the bill does have an emergency clause, but it has an operative date of September 1, 2018. So in effect, it would allow rulemaking to start immediately on this, but the process for reinstatement of parental rights would not be able to take place until September 1, 2018.
So, you know, with that in mind and with the concern there, you know, I'm supportive of the bill, but I would really be curious what Cynthia thinks about the emergency clause now and not giving them the opportunity to fully get this on board. I'm just curious what she'd think.
Thank you, Chair Barker, Vice Chair Olson, Vice Chair Williamson, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Cynthia Stinson. I'm the legislative coordinator for Department of Human Services Child Welfare. Thank you for the question. We negotiated that date precisely so that we could start the rulemaking process and have it ready for the effective date of September 1st.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendments into House Bill 4009.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 3 amendments into House Bill 4009. Discussion? Representative Stark, please.
Thank you, Chair Barker. So I asked DHS a couple questions yesterday because I wanted these things on the record. I appreciate the written response that they've given us. One of the things I asked about was simply this will cost money because you have different hearings. You have lawyers that will now represent parents who didn't previously have rights. But the volume of it is so low, given the magnitude of DHS's budget, that it can easily be absorbed without causing a fiscal. So I thought that was an appropriate answer. And then one of my concerns yesterday, and as I've thought through this bill, has been when you reinstate parental rights, how, at what level, in a sense, are you reinstating them? As in, is this being reinstated as a parent who's basically has to go through the process like they did before losing their child, or are you reinstating these rights like a parent who had not been an established parent, and all of a sudden paternity or maternity is established? Those are different processes. So I appreciated that their response, again, that they posted on OLIS with us today. I'm going to read part of it. It says, the former parent, now a parent, regains party status, and a permanency hearing must be held within 60 days. DHS envisions offering the same type of services and safeguards typically utilized in family reunification. safety planning, create conditions for return using any available and appropriate support services, etc., during the mandatory minimum six-month period of continuing wardship. The court may also order services as part of the ongoing juvenile dependency case. With that response, I personally am comfortable with the concerns I had that this is not, yay, you proved yourself, hand them back over, parental rights are reinstated, that instead this is, you get a second chance. And you're going to have to, not only have you earned it, but now you're going to have to prove it. Mm-hmm. And like we said, I think this is rarely going to happen in our state, but if a kid is floundering in the system and a parent gets out of prison and has changed their ways, and why not allow them this opportunity? So I'm going to support this bill.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So last night, the last couple of nights, I've had an opportunity to talk to a couple of judges and also some other members from DHS out in the field. And I just want to share some of my notes that I wrote down as a result of this bill with them and their thoughts. They both concurred that it's rare that a child would go past 18 months after a termination of parental rights, or a TPR, without some type of permanency. They also believe that TPR is generally not done unless there exists some real significant or major concerns. You got to also keep in mind that the burden of proof for that standard at this level is clear and convincing, so that's pretty high. Also, they have not, the ones I talked to, have not experienced any of the people they have completed or who have completed a TPR would be fit to be a parent even 18 months afterwards. And then this, obviously, I think this kind of supports a little bit of what Representative Stark was saying for the financial end of it, but this would require DHS to do additional investigations and further providing notices and do more court work as well. But I'm supportive of the bill. I just want you to know, I just want to have that on record.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, we have before us the motion to put in the dash threes. Is there any further discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Okay, I was like, what are you doing back there? Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4009 as amended to the floor with the DuPass recommendation.
Representative Williams moves House Bill 4009 as amended to the floor with the DuPass recommendation. Any further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And Representative Sanchez, please carry the bill. And thank you so much for all your hard work on this bill. It's really going to be helpful. And also Representative Stark, too.
Let's just take one moment here.
Okay.
We're making sure we didn't kill anything. Try not to kill anything on accident.
Right. We're just, we have to check as we're those kind of days. Thank you, committee. We stand adjourned. Thank you.
Good job.